we could not have more timely readings. As I said at the beginning of the Mass, since the beginning of the Christian era, 70 million people have been martyred, it's estimated, for their Christian faith. And one of the things that is at the heart of what it means to be a Christian means that we understand that we are to listen to our conscience. We are listening to that voice that is the interior voice, something that the seven brothers and the mother in that reading from Maccabees were willing to do. Think about it. They just had to eat pork, and they could have been spared. Think about it. The seventh and the youngest son, all he had to do was have a pork chop for dinner with a little bit of applesauce, and the king would have given him a place of prominence in his kingdom. But they wouldn't do it. Why? What can so motivate a person that they would rather die than go against their conscience? St. Thomas Aquinas put it this way: conscience is the practical judgment or dictate of reason. It's the dictate of reason. Having thought things through, we understand what is right and what is wrong, which is indeed what Aquinas goes on to say, by which we judge what here and now is to be done as being good or to be avoided as evil. Conscience, says Aquinas, must be obeyed. And the person who acts against his conscience loses his soul. And that's at the heart of that reading from the Gospel. That if in our conscience we've turned God into a tyrant, if we've turned the ways of God into something that we can just disregard, then in the end, we will lose our souls. And Jesus, in using these parables, uses very graphic imagery in order to make the point. But let's think for a few more minutes about that first reading from Maccabees. If you were at Mass a couple of weeks ago, you'll remember in the Sunday reading, the first part of Maccabees chapter 7 was appointed. But today, we are given insight into the kind of woman this mother must have been to be able to form the consciences of her sons in the way that she did. Now remember that the king is a man named Antiochus Epiphanes, and he wants to see the whole world become Greek. Everyone is to adopt Greek values, Greek practices, Greek religion, to the point that Judaism is to be eradicated. He went so far as to set up the Jerusalem temple as a place for prostitutes. And in the holiest of all places in Judaism, it was a place where now people were buying and selling tricks. And here is this remarkable family. And the mother is able to say, do not fear this butcher, but prove worthy of your brothers, accept death, so that in God's mercy I may get you back again with your brothers. In other words, son, do not disobey your conscience, because if you do, it will kill your soul. And then listen to what the son says to Antiochus Epiphanes. What are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command, but I obey the command of the law that was given to our fathers through Moses. We have to understand this, that there is a law greater than the law of the land, and it is the law of God. Now, on this day, when we think about the persecuted church and those who, for their conscience, were willing to die, we have an opportunity to do something this week. You might be aware that this coming Friday in the legislature, there is going to be a committee hearing on what is called Bill 207. Bill 207 is the Conscience Rights Healthcare Providers Protection Act. It's being introduced as a private member's bill by one of the youngest members in the legislature. His name is Dan Williams, and he's in his late 20s. And in this bill, there is the desire to ensure that the conscience rights of physicians and healthcare professionals will be protected in this province. Let me just read three of the purposes of this bill. Number one, to ensure regulatory bodies respect the rights of healthcare providers under Section 2A of the Charter, specifically in respect of a complaint made against a healthcare provider that is based on the healthcare provider's exercise of those rights, the rights that are enshrined in our charter. Secondly, to protect healthcare providers who exercise their rights under Section 2 of the Charter from employment discrimination. And thirdly, to ensure that religious healthcare organizations are able to support their employees who wish to exercise their rights under Section 2 of the Charter. Now, why is this important? In May of this year, in Ontario, the Ontario Superior Court declared that all doctors in the province of Ontario must give referrals for medical services that clash with their religious beliefs. In other words, in Ontario, physicians are demanded by law to suppress their conscience in order to serve their patients. Bill 207 wants to ensure that the same kind of ruling will not be exercised here in Alberta. So I'm asking you to do something. On our Facebook page later today, there will be a link to Bill 207. It will take you 5 to 10 minutes to read it. Please read the bill. Then, if you could write a letter to Mr. Ellis, who is the chair of the committee, who will be looking at the bill on Friday, and also write a letter to your MLA. This is an opportunity we have to, in a democracy, exercise our democratic voice about something that is so fundamental. Something that is so fundamental that 70 million Christians have been willing to die rather than to compromise their conscience. Thankfully, we still live in a country where what is being demanded of us is not what is being demanded of those seven sons and their mother. But we are called to a certain kind of stewardship, to take seriously what Jesus Christ has entrusted to us as the church. And if the church remains silent, then increasingly the society will become more totalitarian and enact and exact of us the kinds of things that are even now happening in Ontario. Please check out our Facebook page later, where the text of this homily will also be printed. Share it with people, and please write this letter.